Good morning, and we welcome to the Daily Pod for the first time, Rob DeHoff. He is the president of the Greensburg Rotary Club. Good morning to you, Rob.
Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, and I trust you are the same.
I am. Thank you.
All right. Can you give us a little bit about for those who may not be familiar, Rob, what the Rotary Club does, and in particular, the Greensburg chapter?
Well, just a little bit. Rotary, obviously, was founded back in 1862, I believe, maybe somewhere around there, by a guy named Paul Harris in New York, where a group of networking businessmen would network together and rotate around to where they were their businesses. From there, obviously, they've grown globally to one of the largest civic organizations, obviously, and primarily one of the biggest things they're known for is curing polio, raising all the funds to get the vaccines out, which pretty much is almost eradicated. So that's kind of where the club started. If anybody's not known about Rotary, that's what Rotarians do globally. They do a lot of good doing help when there's disasters and things like that. Locally, we do a lot for our community. We also do a lot to donate back to the Rotary Foundation, which is kind of that part in the whole that helps everybody nationally if things are in need. Given a disaster most recently, there was some tornado activity in the state. There were outreach. I guess there's individuals that do outreach within Rotary that see if anybody wants to give donations for those. Rotary does step in and help out on those occasions when there's something done. So we do our funds that we do generate locally go to help that. We do raise money locally to many different things to help other local organizations and I would say people within the community that are in need. We do like to, when we do raise money, obviously we don't keep it. We donate it back out every year annually. So with that being said, we do a lot of fundraising within the community. We also believe in service above self. That's Rotary's, I guess you would say, slogan nationwide, worldwide, is we always put service above ourselves. We'll go out and help. We'll do a lot of cleanup efforts within the community. And again, like I said, we're like raising money with with our fundraisers. So that's kind of what we do. We like to give back to community and help out as much as we can.
And Rob, you mentioned polio and the eradication, but I know that the club has been involved in an activity on World Polio Day. Is the Greensburg Rotary Club still involved in that?
Yeah, we do. Last few years, we have had a meeting, or we've had our meetings on that day at the Branch Coffee House, to where we'll actually buy a coffee for somebody who wants to come in and learn more about Rotary and polio. In our efforts, we're obviously trying to gain membership. Obviously, membership helps us get individuals who are interested in helping the community and also putting their efforts towards helping eradicate polio. Like I said, I don't know the actual percentage, but there's a portion of what we do and the money that we raise, membership fees, it goes to, you know, that polio effort. So, you know, it is something that Rotary does focus on highly. We do our part within our community to make sure we do on polio day. We have an event to where let people know that, hey, you know, Rotary does still focus on this. So it's a good event. It's fun. We get a good turnout and hand out a lot of coffee. So,
all right. Kind of a win-win for everybody. So that's great. And then another thing that people probably may not be aware of, Rob, is that traditionally the Greensburg Rotary Club, at least in the last several years, has hosted the mayor's State of the City address.
That's right. That's right. And that's been from right before. I think they've been doing it for the last 3 or 4 years, Tom. I cannot be exact. I've only been a Rotarian now for 3 years. And I know every year that I've been there, we have done that, and that's a great event. I know Josh does a good job in Greensburg as the mayor, and that State of the City always has a good turnout. So I know you're there, and we appreciate you there, and it's a good time, too. So,
yeah, I appreciate the invitation, and yes, it is. I'm like you, Rob. I've only been around at least the last 3 years and taking in Joshua Marsh's State of the City address, and it's always a very interesting to hear the recap of the successes and some of the programs and initiatives. But it's great that you have a platform where the Rotary Club can open it up and have an important event such as the mayor's State of the City address.
Yeah, and that one thing to say about that is Josh, people might know, I mean, Josh is obviously very involved in his community. He is a Rotarian. He's an optimist. He takes time to be part of the other clubs to, I don't have to make himself visible, but I believe he has a concern for the community, right? So he takes a step out. He gets out in those clubs, donates his time as well. He's just not the mayor. He's involved in his communities.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and we'll continue our conversation with Greensburg Rotary Club President Rob Jahoff. That's coming up right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Rob Jahoff. He is the president of the Greensburg Rotary Club. And Rob, let you brag about yourself a little bit. How did you get involved in Rotary?
Well, I'll tell you what. I have a friend of mine, Doug Orr. He actually invited me to be a Rotarian, which in turn I invited him to be an optimist. This was, a little over 3 years ago. And it turns out, he's incoming optimist president, and I'm currently the Rotary president. I will say Rotary, I love both clubs. Rotary, obviously, I took a turn in leadership there. So a lot of my focus is there. But, I mean, both clubs, we collaborate, get along great. A lot of the people, we have many members that do both. So it's pretty neat to see how that works out. And we see a lot of the same faces and a lot of different things we do around the community. So it's always fun. But that's how I got involved, Tom, is we're just asking somebody. That's the biggest thing is we have to remind ourselves as Rotarians, we all pretty much got started by somebody asking us. So we do ask people to join. We are inclusive. We it's not just the stereotypical old man's club anymore, as you would hear people say. You don't have to have a certain amount of wealth. We want anybody to come and be involved in Rotary and, of course, donate their time to help our community.
And of course, you mentioned the diversity in the group, and the fact that you have one of your members is, of course, Mandy Lorem is pretty high up in the state, I believe, or state national.
Yeah, Mandy is our incoming district governor. Mandy devotes a lot of time to Rotary. She is probably one that knows the most about anything that's going on currently, probably in within the last 5 years that she can name off top red or longer. About Rotary. So if she's if you have any questions that I don't know, I mean, obviously she is my go-to and knows a lot. She is definitely climbing the ranks. She loves Rotary, and like I said, she'll be our incoming district governor.
Now, you being a relatively new member of the Greensburg Rotary Club, were you surprised that you ascended to the presidency as fast as you did, Rob?
Well, that's kind of a neat story. I mean, obviously, I am the current president. I did ascend fairly quickly, but I'm not going to lie. There was somebody that was in line to do that and actually was going to do it and obviously could not fulfill the commitment. So I stepped up and said I would do it. I mean, obviously, I've been in the Greensburg community now since, I want to say, 2006. So I knew, quite a few people within the community, and I think they knew that I would be able to lead the group efficiently and effectively. I don't think obviously it was voted in fairly quickly once that came about and I've totally enjoyed it. So yeah, it was kind of thrown on me a little bit unexpectedly, but given the opportunity, I gladly accepted.
And of course, as we mentioned earlier, Rob, membership, that's a key thing in being asked, but if you could give an elevator speech of the benefits of joining the Greensburg Rotary Club or any Rotary Club across the country for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, I'll brag a little bit about that. I know I'm gonna speak up because within my year here, my first year comes to an end in July. We go from July to July. Membership-wise, we are a growing club. We are now right around that 50 mark, a little bit over member-wise. We are up 7 since January 1 of this year, so that's pretty huge. That's a big deal, especially I think even nationally that's top numbers, believe it or not. So, I mean, obviously a civic organization like this, it comes with things that people may hold back from joining as far as dues. I do, we do charge quarterly dues. Those are right around $40 a month. So the biggest thing I want to say with Rotary, and the reason why I do it is obviously is I get to help my community and I get a sense of accomplishment doing it. And not only that, this Rotary Club has became my family. Not only say I have friends and family that I go meet on Mondays. We meet every Monday from noon to one at the Branch Coffee House there in Greensburg. But I can say to me, it's not a meeting. Of course, I like getting up and leading and having other people talk and share their experiences through the week and what they've done. But those are my friends and family, and those what those people have become. It's just a really accepting group of people within the community. And those are the kind of people we want joining our club. You know, it's great. We have fun. I would say every meeting we share a laugh about something, and it's just something I really enjoy doing. So I would say people that are interested, you know, come and check us out, because, I mean, it's really a great group of people. And like I said, I think everybody in the room could call each other family and friends.
All right. So, again, the meetings are every Monday. And once again, the time and location, please, Rob.
Time is from noon to one, so there is a lunch. We do serve lunch. If you are a guest, you do get to eat three lunches for free. After that, if we want you to become a member, obviously we'll ask you. I haven't seen us turn anybody down yet. But after that, the lunch does cost $11 if you become a member. So we do charge lunch every week. You do not have to eat that lunch. But the meeting place is the Branch Gathering House from noon to one, and lunch is always served.
All right. Anything else that folks need to know, Rob, before we let you get back to your day?
Yeah, I just want to keep people, keep people informed on our commitments to the community. I mean, we do fundraisers. Our biggest fundraiser is this weekend, actually. We do go out and work the archery tournament out at North Decatur. So that's, like I said, we donate all the proceeds from that back to other organizations and the Special Olympics for their bus to go to their tournaments. And also, too, most recently, I'll brag a little bit about our grants. We are getting ready to put in for another grant, which is matched through the district 100%. We match that. We have to confirm that we will match that, guarantee that we'll match it. So they give us up to $3,000. We match up to $3,000. We are getting ready to fill our next grant. But last year, we did the AED project, and we're still looking to put more AEDs within the community to help. And that's just been really huge for everybody within the county. Obviously, we're going to look to outreach that or spread those out a little bit more this year with the funds that we have come in and donate those back as well. So, but just a couple things there, Tom. Again, like I said, I'm not trying to brag too much, but the club's doing a lot of good things.
Well, that's all right. Anybody's welcome. That's what the platform is here. I invite anybody if you want to. You know, some people call it bragging. I say that touting your successes. That's the way I look at it, Rob.
Well, thank you, Tom.
All right.
It's definitely fun.
Well, good. That's good to know. So if somebody's interested, check it out at the Branch, and it's on the square in Greensburg from noon to one on Mondays. And find out more about it and talk to the folks there and learn more about the Greensburg Rotary Club. So, Rob DeHoff, president of the Greensburg Rotary Club, we sure appreciate you calling in this morning. Stay well, and as we need you out there, and you and your fellow Rotarians doing the work that you do, and hopefully we can call on you again in the future.
That sounds good, Tom. I appreciate you letting me speak and have the time.